Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
Once again, tuned into, are you, is personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Harper Woods, Michigan. I want to welcome and thank everyone for tuning in on tonight. You have to excuse me because I just ran in from choir rehearsal, but I am so excited to be back on the air once again on tonight with you all, my fellow listeners and sisters and brothers in Christ. But be committed to go to God in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking our listeners if you would touch and agree with me in prayer, because we serve an awesome God. We don't have to send him anywhere because we know that he's everywhere at the same time. But we want to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether we know them or not, all those that have agreed on tonight, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer as well. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again coming to you, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Thank you that you are a faithful promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Frederick Chapman and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, in the name of Jesus, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We know that your word lets us know that all have sinned, even those of us that are saved in Jesus' name. Sometimes we do fall short of your glory and we do sin. So we thank you for making a way for us to come back to you through your son, Jesus Christ, and be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace, even on tonight. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We pray and lift up all those that have agreed on tonight. We lift up Minister Sharon Rambis and Mother Rosie Rambis, that entire family of our dearly beloved sister, on tonight. We pray for that family on tonight. We pray for all those that are bereaved on tonight. We know that you are everywhere at the same time. We don't send you anywhere. We are lifting up the family of Sister Mary Abraham, former member of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit. Continue to strengthen them. Comfort each family, Heavenly Father, and even the little baby girl that was killed, that was murdered. We lift up that family to you right now, asking that you would comfort and strengthen each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we know that you know every situation. We know that you are a promise keeper, and you said in your word that you will not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we thank you for being a promise keeper, Heavenly Father. We come now asking that you would move by your spirit, continue to strengthen and heal my cousin, Sister Marianne King, down in Greensboro, North Carolina. You know what she's going through. Not only her, but again, all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that once you heal them, that they will come back and not be afraid or be ashamed to be a witness. Let the world know without a doubt that it was you who have healed them, delivered them, and set them free. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit over the airwaves on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Frederick Chapman. We pray that your word will go forth with power on tonight. And we pray that your word will even minister to those that are incarcerated behind prison bars on tonight, that they will be blessed, they will be strengthened and delivered and set free, even though they're behind prison bars, and your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish everything that you set out for it to do, even on the over the airwaves on tonight. So move by your spirit on tonight. We pray that should there be any listener that's listening on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, we pray that your word will go forth with power, that they will open their mouth, confess their sins, and ask what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name. We pray that you get the glory in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, again, we do have another spiritual proof of thought, as always. And it comes to us saying on tonight, and this is for every believer in Jesus Christ, whose report are you truly believing? We have some Christians that are, they're believing in all kinds of reports on tonight. But this spiritual proof of thought comes to us, it's personal. Whose report are you truly believing? I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. We are getting ready to go to our music break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Pastor Frederick Chapman. But I want to remind all the listeners, even those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars, we thank God that he has now opened the doors that prisoners all over the United States are able to now hear this worldwide platform. So I pray that you all have your Bible ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. We get ready to go to our music break. And because the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much, we're going to go to this song on tonight, Pray For Me. We are told that we need to continue, and it's true. And because of the times that we're living in, we need to be praying for our pastors. We need to be praying for our world leaders. We need to be praying for those that are in government positions, our official government officials. We need to be praying for our sisters and brothers in Christ. And so we're going to play this song once again on tonight, Pray For Me.
From North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
yes, we're all standing in need of prayer. I want to give a shout out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Hopper Woods, Michigan. We also want to send a prayer out for his sister, Minister E. Jane Ellis, who had surgery. But thank God the surgery went well. We want to continue to lift up Minister E. Jane Ellis as well on tonight. So now we get ready to receive the man of God on tonight. And those of you that have dialed in, those of you that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, those of you that are behind prison bars, we hope and pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with the man of God on tonight. Pastor Frederick Chapman, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you so much, Brother Brown, and I want to thank everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Thank God for this opportunity for us to spend time in the Word together. Again, thank you, Brother James Brown, for affording this opportunity. I want to thank God also for the New Beginnings Bible Church and Pastor Rochelle Chapman, who pastors along with me, and thanking God for her on tonight. Thank all of you. I hope that you have all have your Bibles with you. I hope you have your pencil and paper ready so that you can take good notes, because we're going to jump into the Word on tonight. Our passage for emphasis is going to come out of Matthew chapter number 4, a very familiar text, verses 1 through to verse number 11, okay? We are going to pray, and then we're going to jump right into the Word on tonight. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to share your Word tonight. We ask in the name of Jesus that your Word will transform us, God, that your Word will empower us, Father God, that your Word will get into the crevices, Father God, of our hearts, Lord, on tonight. We thank you for every time we get an opportunity to not only hear your Word, Father God, but to activate it in our lives. We thank you, God, for all those who are listening tonight. We pray, Father God, that they will grab something for themselves, Lord, that they take it personal, Father God, that this Word will empower them to live their lives out through the Word of God. We thank you so much, God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go ahead again at verse number 1, everybody. Verse number 1 of Matthew chapter 4. We're reading verse 1 through to verse number 11. And the Bible reads here, and I'll be reading out of the New King James. You may have another translation, but you can still follow along as well. Bible says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. I want you to underline that. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, I want you to underline that, that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. That is the reading of the Word. Tonight, I want to call this empowered by the Word. I want you to write that down, empowered by the Word. And now I want you to declare it to yourself, I am empowered by God's Word. Go ahead and declare that for yourself. I'm empowered by the Word of God. So with that, brothers and sisters, you must understand that it is the word that gives us power. It is not only the Spirit of God that gives us power, but it is the word of God that gives us power. Understand that in this text, the only weapon that Jesus uses is the word. I'm going to say it again. The only weapon that Jesus used in this text was the word of God. Actually, this is a text where it is a war of words. Understand that words empower us. Words can inspire us. Words can lift us. Words can bring us up, or words can bring us down. We have to understand that God has meant for us to live on his word. Understand, brothers and sisters, that all of us have trials and tribulations and temptations, and those trials and those temptations are opportunities for the enemy, for the devil, for Satan to come after you. You need to understand that when you are discouraged in your life, you need to watch out. When you are feeling down and depressed, you need to watch out. When you are hungry, when you are sleepy, you need to watch out, because those are the very times that the enemy chooses to come after you. And the devil doesn't care who he has to use in order to get to you. The devil doesn't care if it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, your child. He doesn't care who he uses. It could be your boss. It could even be people in the church that he uses. But you have to begin to understand that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In this particular text, we're going to read verse 1. The Bible says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." That is interesting, brothers and sisters, that Satan does not tempt Jesus in front of everybody. I'm going to say it again. Satan does not tempt Jesus in front of everybody. Temptation, brothers and sisters, for it really to be temptation, it has to really be by yourself, because many times we won't do what our flesh wants to do when we're in public, but in private, we all have opportunity to yield to our flesh. Notice that Jesus is in a desert place. He is in a place where there is nobody else but him and the devil. And sometimes in your life, brothers and sisters, it won't be your pastor around or your prayer partner around, nobody else but you and the enemy to face head off with one another. And you just need to understand, brothers and sisters, it is not if the enemy comes, it's when the enemy comes. You're going to be led by the Spirit right into the temptations of the enemy. And I want to tell you, not for you to fall, but for you to be tested. In this text, it really should be to be tested, really should read to be tested by the enemy, because, brothers and sisters, once God prepares you through fasting and praying, once God prepares you, he's going to allow the enemy, he has to allow the enemy to come into your life. I wish I could say that you were going to be done with the devil forever. But no, you're not. You're going to defeat him time and time again if you're empowered by the word of God. The Bible says in verse number 2, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry." Understand, this fasting and praying was preparing Jesus to deal with the devil. Understand, brothers and sisters, there are times where you're going to have to deny yourself. You're going to have to turn down your plate. You're going to have to fast, and you're going to actually have to pray, because the thing that you're going to have to fight is going to be enormous. Some of us have larger demons to fight, and we cannot afford not to fast and pray, but we need to be upon our toes. Understand here that he came after him after he had fasted. Listen, the devil don't care what you're doing at church. He's going to be waiting for you when you get home. He doesn't care what you do after Bible study. He'll let you go and have your time with God. He'll let you do spiritual activities. But the fact of the matter is that the devil is looking to defeat you on a daily basis. And so fasting and praying helps you to be ready, but it doesn't keep the devil away. I'm going to say it again. Fasting and praying will prepare you and get you ready, but it does not keep the devil away from you. You need to understand that fasting and praying gets you ready with a mind to deny yourself. That's right. Listen, sometimes we're fasting for a house, fasting for a car, we're fasting for this or fasting for that. But when was the last time you fasted to tame your flesh? Come on, I'm going to say it again. When was the last time you fasted in order to tame your flesh, that you don't give your flesh what it wants, when it wants, and how it wants it? Understand, brothers and sisters, that the devil is coming with a special recipe that is made up for you. Understand that the devil knew that Jesus had fasted, and he knew that Jesus was hungry. So he said, let me cook up something. Let me whet his appetite. And again, this is a war of words. Understand this. The Bible says in verse number 3, now when the tempter came, when the tempter came, notice it says when he came. It didn't say if he was going to come. It says when the tempter came to him, he said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Understand this. He is after the identity of Jesus, since you are, if you are. If is a word that calls doubt. It casts doubt into any sentence. If you do this, it's a condition. If you are the Son of God like you say you are, then I need you to turn these stones and make them bread. In other words, that the first temptation that the enemy does is deals with the flesh of Jesus. Jesus has not eaten. He knows it, and so he's coming after the hungry flesh. Listen, I'm going to ask you this. What is your flesh hungry for tonight? What is your flesh hungry for? What is it that the devil is coming to you in the secret places of your life and tempting you with, because he knows that you're hungry? He knows that you're thirsty. He knows that it'll be easy for you to fall into this temptation because of where your deficits are. He knew that Jesus was lacking food, and so he came after Jesus' power in regards to food. Understand, brothers and sisters, that the very first sin was over food. I'm going to say it again. The very first sin was over food. God told them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil in Genesis. Understand that. He told them that the day you eat of it, you are going to surely die. And so in this place, we have Jesus, who is being tempted to make stones bread. Satan will always try to make you do what shouldn't be done. He will make you turn something that it is into what it really, something that is not into what is. And understand here, he comes after the flesh. So he comes after the temptation of him eating. But the fact of the matter is that Satan wants you to break your teeth off. Amen. He wants you to make this rock what it is. He wants you to make that man what it isn't. He wants you to make that drink what it isn't. He wants you to make that drug and that addiction what isn't. And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, is that the way that you fight him is the way that Jesus fought him. Understand here, it says that the Spirit of God led him into the desert. Understand, look at what Jesus does. What Jesus does here in verse 4, it says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Understand that the word of God is your life source. The word of God is your empowerment. The word of God keeps you. I want you to understand that. Let's go ahead and turn to Ephesians chapter number 6, brothers and sisters. Ephesians chapter 6, all right? We're going to move a little bit in the Bible in Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 17. And I'm turning there as well, so I want you to get there, give you time to get there if you have your Bible out. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 17, I want you to read here with me. And the Bible says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Do you see that? The Bible says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is a passage where you're putting on the armor of God. This word is the offensive weapon. It is the offensive weapon. It is the weapon that you use against the enemy when he is coming after you. Understand that this word is your sword. It is the sword of the Spirit, and you don't fight the devil with your fists, but you fight him with the word of God. You don't fight him with your attitude. You don't fight him with positive thinking. You don't but fight them with your favorite quote. No, you use the word of God. You put it in your mouth and you blast it at the devil. You fire off the rounds of what the word of God says, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. You fire off the word of God that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You have to learn how to fire off God's word and put it in your mouth when you are tempted by the enemy. Understand, again, this is a word, a war of words. Jesus was verbal under fire. Some of you are too quiet when it comes to fighting the devil. You're too quiet in your temptations. Understand that you have to speak out loud. Jesus didn't keep it to himself. The Bible didn't say he responded in his head. It didn't say that he felt good and that's how he defeated the enemy. He said it is written. Understand that if you're going to fight what Satan comes after you, because he's going to come after you emotionally. He's going to come after you verbally. He's going to try to put things in your way. You got to learn how to fight with what is written in the word of God. Understand that if you're going to fight with what is written, then you have to know what's written. I'm going to say it again. If you're going to fight with what is written, you have to know what is written. How well do you know your Bible? How well do you know the word of God? How well in the areas of temptation? Maybe you're sick and you need to have a word that fires off at the devil that you're going to be healed and you're going to get well. Maybe you're going through a financial issue. What scriptures do you use to fight off the devil when he is telling you that you're going to go under and you're not going to make it out of this financial crisis, or you're going to be in debt? What word do you use when the devil is attacking your marriage and attacking your family and attacking your friendships? What word do you use against the devil? Here, Jesus is using the word against the devil to defeat him and overcome his hunger. Notice that he says that man does not live by bread alone. If you go back to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, it says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. I want you to underline that, every word that comes from the mouth of God. Understand that we ought to live by every word that comes out of his mouth. We ought to know what God's promises are. We ought to know how we are to deal with the enemy. Understand the only way that we can deal with the enemy and deal with our flesh, brothers and sisters, is through the empowerment of the word. The word will empower you in your weakness. The word will empower you and give you strength. Do you understand that Jesus is lacking food, but he's not lacking word? I'm going to say it again. Jesus is lacking food, but he's not lacking word. Listen, you may be lacking money tonight, but you're not lacking word. Come on. Listen, you may be lacking health in your body, but you shouldn't be lacking word. Come on. You may be have a lack of someone being in your life as a spouse. Come on. But guess what? You shouldn't be lacking word in your life. What does God's word say? Listen, you may be lacking in your motivation, but you shouldn't be lacking in word. What word will give you the power to keep pressing forward and fighting the enemy? Let me tell you, the enemy is not going to leave you alone when you don't have any word in you. I'm going to say it again. The enemy is not going to leave you alone when you don't have any word in you. You must get God's word deep down in you. And listen, I want to tell you something. It's one thing for you to be fighting the devil and have God on your side. Listen, that's what, listen, because you know you're going to win every time. But it's another thing to be fighting the devil and not have God on your side. Listen, and I want to tell you, if you try to fight the enemy without the word of God, you're going to be defeated in your life every single time. Understand, and I'd rather have God on my side and fight the enemy than to be without him and trying to fight off all of these challenges that come into my life, that the devil takes opportunity to get into my emotions, to get into my attitude, to cause me to be frustrated in my life. I have to continue to fight. understand, he says, every word that comes from the mouth of God. You have to put the word of God in your mouth. It came from his mouth, and it should be in your mouth and come out of your mouth when the time comes. Listen, the Bible says, then Jesus, watch this, verse 5, then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, watch this, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You understand that he is alluring to Jesus' faith and pride. Understand, brothers and sisters, this next temptation, listen, the first one was about his flesh, the other one is about his faith and his pride. Understand that he took him up. That's very important, that he took him up and he set him high on a pinnacle. Understand, brothers and sisters, that some of us, we think that we're so spiritual that we don't need to be in God's word sometimes. We are so spiritual that we don't need anything to fight the enemy with. Understand that is pride. You cannot do warfare with the enemy without putting God's word in your mouth. Understand here, he told Jesus, listen, if you're the Son of God, see, he started out with the same spiel. If you are the Son of God, this is what I want you to do. Throw yourself off from here, because you know the angels, they're going to get, listen, you don't play around with the devil. See, you don't play around with him. You don't continue to let him speak when you don't speak anything back to him. Come on, you need to stop him in his track and say, listen, it is written. Listen what Jesus said in verse 7. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Listen, brothers and sisters, some of us put ourselves in harm's way trying to think that we're strong enough to deal with the devil without the word of God. Listen, the devil could have killed Jesus in his flesh. Listen, because that's what he was appealing to. He was trying to get him in the flesh concerning his faith in God and what God will do. But the fact of the matter is that we don't tempt God. We don't put ourselves in harm's way. Listen, for the sake of our own pride, because the devil will take you to the mountain just to use the wind to blow you off. I'm going to say it again. The devil will take you up on the mountain just to use the wind to blow you off. And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, this day is a day for you to refine yourself in the word of God. To listen, fix yourself on what the word of God says so that you can fire back at the enemy, because the enemy knows some word too. He will send word to destroy you. He will send some word to get you down and discouraged. Listen, he will bring some negative word. Listen, trying to use the word of God negatively in your life. And you need to understand what the word of God has to say for you. And that's very important. The Bible says here in verse 7, he says that it is written again. He said it's written again. It is written again. Listen, if you don't hear me the first time I told you it is written, I'm going to tell you again, it is written. See, Jesus did not change his position. He did not change where he was getting his strength from. He did not change his bullets. He did not change his ammo, but he kept on fighting in the same way. I want you to understand that the devil don't have no new tricks, and I want to tell you the same weapons that work for Jesus will work for you. I'm going to say it again. The same weapons that work for Jesus will work for you. The same word that worked for him will work for you. Understand that, brothers and sisters. You have to have the word of God in you. I'm going to say it again. You got to have the word of God in you. You're not always going to have the Bible before you, but it should be in you. Listen, I'm going to say it again. You're not always going to have the Bible before you. Jesus wasn't carrying around the scrolls, but he knew what the word of God said. And I want to tell you something. You need to take some time in a practical way to get the word of God into your spirit. It may be some note cards. It may be reading the passage over and over and over again until you can get it. Close your eyes and put it in you. Feel the meaning of what the Spirit of God is saying through the scriptures. Understand this, that when you learn the scripture and the word gets in you, it causes you to get the benefit of the word of God. Now, I want you to go ahead and turn over to John, the 15th chapter quickly. You got your Bibles open on tonight. Please have them open. I have a couple of scriptures that I'm going to go to. Amen. Hallelujah. That is John chapter 15. And I want you to look at verse number 7 when you get there. Okay. That is John chapter number 15. All right. And we're going to look at verse number 7. And the Bible says here in verse 7, if you abide in me, I want you to underline that, if you abide in me and my words, I want you to underline that, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it will be done for you. Do you see the benefit of what you, when you get the word of God inside of you? Jesus says you can ask whatever you will. Come on, you could ask for whatever you want, because you're asking according to the word of God, what God has already said. You see how much power the word of God can give you, because it can manifest the desires that you want in your life when you put the word of God in you. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. That word abide means to stay in. There are some of you who stay on social media. You stay on the phone. You stay on the couch looking at television. You stay, come on, at the club. You stay doing everything else, but stay in his word. Come on, some of us, we stay in church, but we don't stay in the word of God. We have to begin to stay in his word in this season of our life. Stay in that word. Don't be distracted by anybody or anything. Listen, I want to tell you, some of us know the quotes of movies more than we know what God's word says. We know what, you know, T.D. Jakes said. We know what other popular pastors and preachers have said. We know what Joel Osteen says. But what does God say? What does God's word say to you? Come on, we know what Oprah says. We know, come on, what Steve Harvey says. But what does God say? Come on, is there somebody on here tonight that says, I want to know what God says, and I'm going to have what God says in me so I can stay in his word, because I'm going to have to use this word at a point in time in my life when I may be going through the roughest temptation of my life. Remember, Jesus is by himself. He don't have anybody there to cheer him on and say, come on, you can do it. Listen, Jesus, the only encouragement that Jesus has is the word of God. I want to tell somebody tonight who's looking for everybody else to encourage you. Listen, David says, I will encourage myself. Sometimes you're going to be in a lonely place. Sometimes you're going to be in a dark place. Sometimes you're going to be in a place, listen, where you're struggling personally, financially. Come on, in your body you're going to be struggling. But listen, if you don't have nobody else to encourage you, let the word of God do it. Come on, let the word of God encourage you. Let that word be in you. Come on. I want to tell you, the word of God is get you ready to battle the enemy. Listen, by yourself. That's right. Sometimes you feel alone. Sometimes you feel like nobody cares. Your pastor ain't always going to be around. People ain't going to always be around to pray for you. You're going to have to put the word of God deep down in your spirit and manifest what God said, listen, in your life. Understand that, brothers and sisters. Listen, I want you to go to another passage of scripture, okay? And we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 4, but I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 4 right now, okay? Man, we're moving along. Amen. I hope that you're getting this on tonight. I hope that it is empowering you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's Hebrews chapter number 4, okay? And we're going to look at verse number 12, all right? Bible says in verse number 12, amen, it says in verse number 12, and I'm still getting there, hallelujah, the Bible says in verse 12, for the word of God is living. I want you to underline that. The word of God is living and powerful. I want you to underline those two words, living and powerful. In other words, the word of God has life. Understand that the word of God has life and it has power. I want you to write those two things down, that the word of God has life and it has power. The word of God is living and it is powerful. The King James says that it's quick. Amen. Hallelujah. It's quick. Understand that the word of God is living. This word gives you life, and without this word, you have no life. I'm going to say it again. This word gives you life, and without this word, you have no life. This word gives you power, and without it, you have no power. Some of us are powerless because we don't have any word in us. Some of us are lifeless because we have no word in us, and God is going after, listen, the person tonight who will put his word inside of them, come on, so that they can have life when they're fighting the enemy. I want you to understand that God doesn't want the enemy pushing you around. He wants you to have life, listen, and have it more abundantly. The Bible says it's living and active. Watch this, it's living and powerful. Look at what it says here in verse number 12. It says, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Understand that the word of God, it says, first of all, it has life and it's powerful, sharper, right? The word of God is sharp. Amen. That's right. The word of God is not dull. Come on, come on. The word of God is sharp. The word of God, power to cut the enemy. Come on, just like that. It don't take much, but you got to have it in you. Understand, brothers and sisters, that this sword is sharp. Amen. It could cut through anything that's going on inside of your heart, inside of your body. Understand, inside of your mind. It cuts, and it cuts quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to understand that some of us are still diseased because we haven't cut things out in our hearts and in our minds through the word of God. And God says, listen, whatever it is that the devil is trying to put inside your mind, inside your heart, the word could cut it out. Come on, how many of y'all could say, Lord, go ahead, cut it out. Use your word to cut it out. Come on, if it's discouragement, cut it out. Come on, if it's lust, cut it out. Lord God, whatever it is inside my spirit, if it's defeatism, come on, I need you to cut it out, Lord God. If it's, come on, pessimism, I need you to cut it out, Lord. And the Lord will do it. That's how sharp his word is. Amen. And I love here that it says that it divides soul and spirit. Understand that the soul is your will, your mind, and your emotion, and your spirit is that pneuma, that breath that God breathes into you. It is the Zoe. Amen. It is the life. Come on. Of your body. That's right. The Bible says that he divides soul and spirit. He's going to let you know, listen, what he thinks versus what's in your flesh. What is your will, your mind, and your emotion? Your spirit wants to live for God. Your spirit wants to do the will of God because it came from God. But you have to understand, brothers and sisters, that the word of God feeds your spirit. Listen, and it gets your soul in line. Let me say it again. The word of God feeds your spirit, and it gets your soul in line, your will, your mind, and your emotion. It gets it in line with the word of God, and it knows how to divide. Watch this. As the Bible says, and it says it and joints and marrow, right? It's hard to separate the joints and from the marrow because it is blended so tight together. But this is just showing that the word of God can get into the crevice. This is how sharp it is. It doesn't matter how tightly sealed a situation seems to be, the word of God can cut it off. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In another translation, it says the attitudes of the heart. Understand, brothers and sisters, that this word works on your mind. Come on, let me say it again. The word of God works on your mind. You ought to know tonight that if you want a transformed mind, you have to put transforming word inside of your life. That's right. You have to put it in your mind. How do I put it in my mind? You put it in your mind through your mouth. You put it in your mind through the reading of the word, through the study of the word. Coming to Bible study tonight, right here on a Thursday night, you're putting God's word inside you. Some of you may need to listen to this again so that you can put this word fully into your mind and in your heart. Understand that the Bible says here that it is a discerner, right? It could tell you really what's going on, right, in your thought life and in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants to change your heart. He wants to change your mind. He wants to change your spirit. He wants to give you the right motivation. Understand that the word of God can fix your motivations. That's right. The word of God can fix your motivations. It can fix your intentions. God is going to do everything he needs to do through the empowerment of his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's right, brothers and sisters. He's going to do it. Listen, brothers and sisters, we saw that at the beginning of this text in Hebrews that the word of God is living. Now, I want you to turn over to John chapter 6 quickly. Okay, we're almost done here. John, the 6th chapter. Okay, and we're going to look at verse number 63. Hallelujah. We're turning this word on tonight. Hallelujah. That's John chapter 6, verse number 63. Okay, and we're going to look at it here. The Bible says it is the Spirit who gives life. Look at that. It is the Spirit that gives life. Flesh profits nothing. Now, isn't that what the devil was coming after when he was coming after Jesus? It says the Spirit gives life. Watch this. The flesh profits nothing. Watch this. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Look at that, brothers and sisters. Do you see how the word of God neatly and it is fixed here to show us a revelation that the word of God is going to continue to give you life? Your flesh don't count for nothing. Come on, your flesh will act up. Your flesh will, listen, throw a temper tantrum. Your flesh will go after things it shouldn't go after, but the Bible gives your spirit life. The flesh don't count for nothing. He was coming after what didn't count. See, Satan came after what didn't count. He came after the flesh. And I want to tell you, when your spirit is strong, you don't have to worry about what the enemy is going to try or do. Yes, it is a fight. You are fighting the good fight of faith. But listen, we can't just hear this. We got to do it. And I'm going to just give you the scripture reference in James chapter 1, verse number 22 through 25. It says, don't be hearers of the word only, but be doers, right? God wants us to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. I want you to go back to Matthew now, Matthew chapter number 4, and we're going to look at verse number 8 quickly. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Watch this, verse 10. Then Jesus said, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall serve. Watch this. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. If you see, not only did he tempt Jesus in his flesh, he tempted him in his faith, but he also tempted him in the area of his faithfulness towards God. Understand here, the devil is coming after your faithfulness in God. How faithful are you? Come on. I'm not talking about a faithful churchgoer, but faithful to God's word, faithful to his word, faithful to what he says. See, Jesus, he took Jesus up higher this time, right? He took him beyond the temple. He took him into the kingdom of the world and showed him all of this and said, listen, what I really want for you is worship. Do you understand that when you don't allow the word of God to be in you and through you, you'll end up worshiping the enemy and worshiping the things of this world. You begin to want the things of this world more than you want a relationship with God, more than you want the word of God. What is it that's getting in your way? What do you want more than the word of God in your life? I'm going to tell you, where you're spending your time right now will tell you how much you want and what you really want. Understand, brothers and sisters, if you want to see what's important to somebody, look at their bank account. Look at where they spend their time. Look at who they spend their time with. Understand, brothers and sisters, that God wants our faithfulness. That's right. Listen, in the midst of all that you do, don't bow down to the enemy. Don't bow down to his tricks and the things that he wants you to do. Listen, get up from where you are. and understand that you serve God only. In this text, brothers and sisters, and I wish I had even more time to deal with it, because I want all of you to understand that God wants you strong. He wants you strong in this time that we have on this earth. He wants you strong in your relationship with him. Don't bow down to the enemy, but continue to use the word of God. Continue to say that it is written so that you can be victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all we have for you tonight. Be empowered by the word of God, and I hope all of you were blessed on tonight. The Bible says that the angels came and ministered to him. See, he said that the devil had him. They're looking at the scripture, amen, that says, listen, the angels are going to bear you up lest you dash your foot against the stone. And God just threw the angels in this text for free to say, listen, the angels came and ministered to Jesus after the devil left him. And I want to tell you something. The devil's going to leave you for a season. But just because he's quiet don't mean that he's gone. I want you to understand that you need to be prepared to fight. And this is your season of victory. That's right. You are victorious in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Brother Brown, for having me. And you guys have a great night.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Chapman, for that much-needed word for such a time that we're living in these last and evil days. I thank you for that word. And I love how you've emphasized God's word feeds our spirit. And that is the truth. And then you said we ought to be verbal with God's word, just like Jesus was. And then you turned around and you said God's word works on our mind. And like you, and it goes back to what you said, if you don't know God's word, how can you send God's word back out to him? How can you use God's word to defeat the enemy, the devil? So you got to know the word of God. It got to be in you in order for you to be able to release it back out of your mouth. So we thank you for this word on tonight. I thank God for every listener. Before we open up the phone lines for those that have dialed in, I want to remind the listeners that this coming Saturday night, Pastor Norman King, he's the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. And next Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., we'll be delivering God's word on next Thursday night, so you want to tune in and be blessed about these awesome men as well. So right now, I'm getting ready to open up the phone line for those of you that have dialed in on tonight. If you were blessed by this word on tonight, or if you just want to give Pastor Chapman words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so. I am opening up the phone lines right now. All right now, the phone lines are open, so if you have received word, you were blessed by this one tonight, the phone lines are open. If anyone would like to share a word with Pastor Chapman, the phone lines are open now. Praise the Lord. Anyone?
Gracias, gracias. Gracias, gracias, Pastor Fred. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much, mi hermano. I love this, the word tonight. I love it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And by chance, who are we speaking with?
This is Dexter Gaston, sir.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your comments and feedback. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Anyone else? I know that we do have a lot of listeners that dials in, and a lot of them don't say anything, but I do want to personally say thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to dial in, to be blessed by God's word, to be blessed and inspired by God's word. So, again, thank you every listener that faithfully dials in. The phone lines are still open for anyone that may have a question for Pastor Chapman regarding tonight's word, or if you want to give them words of encouragement, or if you were blessed by the word, please let us know. Anyone else?
Yes, I have a question, please.
Go ahead.
Hello. Where did the scripture come from? He that is within man.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Are you talking about scripture? Go ahead and rephrase your question so
you're hitting right exactly what I'm asking. I couldn't remember everything that came with it. I'm sorry.
I think you're referring to the person that's greater is he that is in me.
That he
yes,
that is
yes,
in the world.
Yes.
John 4:4, ain't it?
Go ahead, Pastor Chapman. Go ahead, Pastor Chapman.
No, it ain't.
Are you talking about 1 John 4:4? It
yeah,
says you are of God,
little
children,
and have
overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world.
He that's in the world.
Yeah, that's 1 John 4:4.
1 John 4:4. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you so much, Pastor Chapman. Thank you for that awesome question, now, man. Thank you for that question. So let us know that you are definitely listening to the word on tonight. Anyone else, the phone lines are still open for anyone else that has been blessed by the word of tonight, or if you want to give Pastor Chapman words of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so now. The phone lines are still open. Anyone? Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. I just wanted to say that Pastor Fred Belk, I was listening to my brother, and just wanted to keep him encouraged that it was a great word. Keep going forward in the word of God and teaching them and preaching the word of God. It was a great lesson, and God bless you, my brother.
Oh,
thank you so
that
much.
Was
that's Pastor Frederick Belk of the Mount Charity Missionary Baptist Church. Incredible pastor and brother. Thank you so much for listening tonight.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Pastor. All right, then. Well, you know what? Our time is up right now, but I want to thank every listener that have dialed in through the phone lines, those of you that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, because God has opened the doors for prisoners around America to be able to hear this worldwide platform and be blessed and inspired by God's word. So we thank God for this worldwide ministry. We know that it's not about us. It's all about God. It's about Jesus. It's about the word of God going forth, that souls can be saved, backsliders can come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be strengthened through God's word. That's what this ministry and platform is all about. So, Pastor Chapman, once again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to deliver another word from the Lord. And for the listeners, know that Pastor Chapman is delivering God's word on this worldwide platform every third Thursday night. Every third Thursday night, Pastor Chapman is delivering this word. So please pass the word to your friends and ministries and neighbors and co-workers. Let them know that Pastor Chapman is on delivering the word. So that being said, tonight, we're not going to do a closing song. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And I want to say to the listeners, as I always say to them, encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, you know that God is truly being glorified. So until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.